Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at OffbeatOregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. Since it's Wednesday, we're going to be reading something from 2010 today. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. This is the story of Uncle Joab Powell in the first legislature of the state of Oregon, who turned out to be a little bit more than the legislators bargained for. Uncle Joab actually was connected with an amazing string of firsts for the state of Oregon. Not all of them were good firsts. The story was first published on June 6th of 2010. Here we go. Pioneer and Baptist circuit rider Uncle Joab Powell was famous for spending hours preaching when the Spirit moved him. So when he took the podium before the first regular post-statehood meeting of the Oregon legislature in 1860, one imagines the representatives settling down comfortably for a long discourse. What they got was a little shorter.
"Father, forgive them!" roared Uncle Joab.
By the way, Uncle Joab's voice was legendary.
"For they know not what they do!"
In subsequent invocations, though, Uncle Joab did go on at greater length, much to the dismay of many of the representatives there who found themselves being sort of called out. Although Uncle Joab was the most renowned preacher in Oregon at the time, the lawmakers hadn't realized quite what sort of preacher he was when they offered him $30 for his services. Uncle Joab was in his 60s, just under 6 feet tall and a good 300 pounds. He was born in the South in the hills of Tennessee, but he was a fierce abolitionist and fought with all his considerable forces for Oregon to be a free state. His place of birth could be deduced by listening to his accent as he preached what he called his sarvices. Atop his broad shoulders was a massive head, seeming to have no neck, from which exhortations and imperfectly remembered Bible verses emerged at tremendous volumes. He himself was illiterate, but his wife read to the family from the Bible every night, and he had a good memory, just not completely perfect. His eyes were blue and piercing, his hair a little wild and unkempt. He had that magic combination of ferocious passion and brotherly love that good Baptist revivalists are known for, and in his travels as a circuit preacher, he was remarkably effective. By the time he appeared in the legislature in 1860, word was he'd baptized at least 3,000 people. Not that you'd know it to look at him. He cared little for his appearance, and when he came before the legislature, he was wearing homespun clothes, spun and stitched by his wife, Anna Beeler Powell. Joab and Anna were the leaders of a family of 14, living on their homestead at the forks of the Sandy Am River, which would be a little ways north of Albany today. Keeping 14 people in store-bought clothes would have been impossible. When Uncle Joab arrived on the first day, he also smelled a bit farmish. He had been shoveling manure when the messenger from Salem arrived to invite him to come and preach. Soon the representatives were wishing they had left Powell on his farm with his shovel and thinking that perhaps they didn't need a preacher after all. So they worked up the courage to tell him so, and he was gracious and affable. "Just give me my $30," he told them, "and I'll head for home." This was a problem. Because if Uncle Joab had provided the state legislature with its very first plea for divine assistance, he was also the occasion of its first example of deficit spending. It turned out that the $30 he had been promised for his services was not in the budget. Now, you would think they could have just passed a kitty around, but that doesn't seem to have occurred to anybody. Instead, they came up with a plan for another Oregon political first, the fundraising event. They printed up a stack of flyers advertising a, quote, grand entertainment in Salem with Uncle Joab as the headline act. They hoped to make about $30 at the gate. Well, they underestimated Salem's thirst for grand entertainment. Gate receipts came to about $300, and when Uncle Joab took the stage, he faced an enormous crowd. Uncle Joab was a seasoned performer, so there likely wasn't much to worry about. But probably remembering the 22nd prayer with which the preacher opened the first legislative session, lawmakers were nervous. If Uncle Joab bombed in front of half the city, it would certainly reflect poorly on them. Luckily, Senator Victor Trevitt had a plan. Senator Trevitt, by the way, was probably one of the legislators who was made uncomfortable by Uncle Joab's preaching. He was, by trade, a saloon keeper. Not the Baptist circuit rider's favorite occupation. But he was also a clever fellow, and here was his plan. He would arm a group of youngsters with handfuls of the coins that they had taken in at the gate and station them in the front row. Whenever Uncle Joab seemed like he was winding down, the youths were instructed to shower him with money and yell encouragement. And it worked. The event was a huge success. Uncle Joab bundled off home to his farm with his $30 wages and his pockets full of tips, which was just as well. He likely wouldn't have wanted to be around Salem to see what the lawmakers did with the rest of the $300 fruits of his labors. They set up and stocked an open bar for themselves in one of the committee rooms. Yet another Oregon political first. Well, that is our show for today. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone newsreader, a series of live history shows, a Facebook page, and a couple of other minor components as well. YouTube channel, Tumblr blog, things like that. All of it is accessible through our anchor page at offbeatoregon.com. Visual goodies and other resources that go with today's show can be found at offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources for this story, as well as more than 250 other Offbeat Oregon history columns written over the past 5 years since I've been doing these. Like this podcast, those articles are covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and it was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon History for fun and to learn things. I don't ever want it to turn into something I dread, something like a J-O-B. So I don't sell advertising or ask for donations. But if you enjoy the podcast and you'd like to support it, you can always buy a copy of my book. If you enjoy this podcast, I can almost guarantee that you will like the book. It's called Wicked Portland. It's published by the History Press in 2012, and they're available at community bookstores. Or if you like, you can order a signed copy through the store link at offbeatoregon.com. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in the neighborhood near Oregon State University, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee in the library coffee shop and talk history. I'm Finn at offbeatoregon.com. Our next show will be coming your way around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Thursday morning. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.